MTV wants to stay on top of what the kids are doing with the new show It's On with Alexa Chung. One of the ways the show tries to be current is by incorporating Twitter into its broadcasts. Well, commentator Andrew Wallenstein says MTV is one of many networks trying, operative word trying, to use the newest new media.
Here's how it works with Alexa Chung.
Be a part of the show. Find us, friend us, tweet us. You know the deal. It's on.
Seems cool, right? Type a message in Twitter, watch it appear on your living room set. But MTV has experimented with this before, and none too recently. Try 12 years ago. Then it was called Yak Live, and it displayed chat room comments during MTV shows. That's something to keep in perspective as Twitter mania sweeps television. Twitter itself signed a deal with a production company to explore its options. Some CNN newscasters have practically made Twitter their co-anchor.
And our final tweet, I'm disgusted by what this man did.
However, and the E-Channel streams a feed of celebrity tweets across the lower third of its screen.
Melena Scantlin here for E! News Now.
But relatively recent history is littered with futile attempts to integrate television with the technology du jour. Look at the new CBS series Harper's Island.
I just can't see my dad doing any of this. I mean, taking Madison... The killings?
What this whodunit mystery does differently is extend its storylines online with additional videos and social networking. But the show is a ratings flop. That's because this kind of online extension doesn't bring new viewers in. It just overindulges the hardcore fans who aren't going to stray anyway. A second passing techno-fancy is virtual worlds, three-dimensional communities online like Second Life, where networks build elaborate environments for fans to congregate. A couple of years ago, everyone from CSI to the L Word rushed into this space. But ever since the initial hoopla, TV has left Second Life a ghost town. Here's a third flash in the pan you probably don't even remember. ABC's Enhanced TV. Shows like Monday Night Football and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire featured web experiences that allowed you to play along with the show while you watched. But Enhanced TV and its ilk are now extinct. Now you might be asking yourself, with all this failure, why does anyone bother trying to bridge this chasm between TV and other technology? Well, TV programmers kind of have to, because computers and phones are their biggest competitors, luring eyeballs away from TV sets. Perhaps there's some fundamental disconnect between the passive experience of watching TV and the interactive nature of the internet. If so, don't tell the TV networks. As long as there's hope of new revenues, they'll never stop trying to make it happen.
Commentator Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.